We are Gilchus Beis HaKnesses now, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, and it's got one sif, and we'll be learning half of it today and half tomorrow. Ein Solsrin Beis HaKnesses, Kedei Livnos Beis Knesses Acher, Shema Yera Lehem Onis, Shalo Yivno Acher. It is usher to destroy a shul, to go and knock it down in order to build another one, out of the fear that they will not get around to building the other one for reasons beyond their control, and you're going to end up without either Beis Knesses. Now, I guess there's a need for a bit of a hakdami here, although the Mishnah Berurah brings it down later. There's an iser d'oraisa to destroy a shul. The pasuk talks about destroying the avodah zarah, and then it says lo sason kein l'Hashem elokeichem. From this we learn that it is also to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, it is also to destroy a piece of it, and that includes a mikdash ma'at of a shul. You are not allowed to go and knock down a shul. However, if what you're doing is sosra almanas livnos, if you're knocking it down to build, that is not considered destruction, that's considered building. Therefore, it is mutter. Along came Chazal and said, since there's a chance that you're not actually going to conclude building it, that you may be knocking it down and you're not going to finish it. Therefore, midrabbanan, they consider that knocking it down with a chashash that it will not be built up again, which is a stiras beis haknesses. So Chazal asserted knocking down a shul, even though it is with the intent of rebuilding it. You must build the new one first, and only then could you knock down the old one. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the same halacha applies to a Beis Medrash. This is not only a Beis Knesses, but a Beis Medrash as well. Whether it is a private Beis Medrash, or whether it is, meaning someone has a special place set aside where he learns, you don't go destroying that, provided that it has Kedusha. As well as a Beis Medrash shel Rabim, you're not allowed to destroy it. Even if you remember this halacha applies, even though you're knocking it down for the sake of building up another one in its place. Also, to knock down a Beis Knesses to turn it into a Beis Medrash is also. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says it is usher to sell a shul until you bought the new one. It is usher to end the rental of a shul before you rent a new place or build a new place. It means you are never allowed to terminate something that exists with regard to the shul unless you already have something new in place. Even if you have money sitting there ready for a shul, even if you have building materials, and the reason is because pidyon shvuyin may come up, and for pikuach nefesh you'd be allowed to give away all this money. Therefore, we do not allow you to go and knock down the old shul, even though you have all of this as security. Now, what happens if there's another shul in town that everybody can fit in? Is there still an iser stira almanas livnos? So there's a machlokas rishonim here, and lahalacha, the taz is matir, the Magen Avraham asers, and the bir halacha was machria lekula, that you could rely on the taz. Now, what happens after they finish building the old one, the new one? So you're allowed to knock down the old one. Not only that, but you don't have to wait until they finish, until they actually start davening in the new one. As soon as the new one is complete and ready to go, you're allowed to knock down the old one. There's a halacha that a Beis Knesses shel Krochim, a shul in a big city where lots of people use it, not only the members themselves. This is a shul that belongs to Klal Yisrael. The halacha is you can never sell such a shul because it belongs to Klal Yisrael. The halacha, though, is you are allowed to knock it down after you've replaced it with a new shul, so long as you have the permission of the people that run the shul. Further, says the Ramah, v'afilu l'rotzu listo rak mechitza achas l'archivo na medina hachi. What happens if you want to extend the shul? Says the Ramah, you cannot knock down your fourth wall in order to extend. You must first build the extension and then knock down the wall between them. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Tzabir Halacha, that this is the Rambam Shita, but the Rosh is Matir. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, speculates that maybe the Rambam would be moda when it's impossible to extend the shul without first knocking down that one wall. But at the end, he brings a Tashbetz where the Mashmos is that even where it's impossible, it's going to be Usur, and the Pashas is that that's based on the Rambam.